the rest of the story. A misanthrope. As a hater of mankind, Sam was a misanthrope. I am the only man living who understands human nature, he once said. When I get over to the other side, I shall use my influence to have the human race drowned again, and this time drowned for good. No omissions and no arc. And for Sam, this was no joke. He genuinely despised people. Once he berated man as a poor creature who begins as dirt and departs as stench, created for no purpose except the entertainment of microbes. According to Sam, evolution failed when man appeared. For he has the only evil heart in all of the animal kingdom, Sam said. Every human is pathetic, Sam said. Pity is for the living. Envy is for the dead. Sam was a miserable man, full of rage and contempt and scorn and despair. For his own amusement, he once rewrote the lyrics to the battle hymn of the Republic so that they read, "Greed is marching on." To a business associate, he once wrote, "Please put yourself in my place and contemplate the grisly grotesqueness of the situation." Not that the sympathy of associates would have been much comfort to Sam. He often referred to those with whom he did business as scoundrels intent on defrauding him. The times in which Sam lived, he described as cheerless, though surely any time in history would have fit that description for cynical Sam. He greeted most public issues with disdain, with a vast, almost unreal bitterness. "I've been reading the morning paper," he once remarked. "I do it every morning, well knowing that I shall find in it the usual depravities and baseness and hypocrisies and cruelties that make up civilization." And how did Sam's fellow man, whom he so bitterly despised, regard him? Well, a few called him vulgar. But you'd be interested to know that the great majority of those who came in contact with Sam thought he was the original fun guy. Why? Because for the most part, Sam kept his burning hatred of people a secret. He kept his misanthropy to himself. What is the making of a misanthrope, a hater of mankind? Well, it's been said that what a man sees in the human race is merely himself in the deep and private honesty of his own heart. In fact, it was Sam who said that. And yet the profundity of that rationalization was insufficient to quell the bitterness which only increased throughout his life. Sam also observed that, quote, "the secret source of humor is not joy, but sorrow." "There is no humor in heaven," he said. And yet, if Sam did make it to heaven, surely the joy he gave to millions followed him through the pearly gates. For Sam, the closet misanthrope, the private hater of humanity, was also the public humorist, adored while he lived, and revered to this day. Despising people, he became a cynical wit. Pitying man, he made men laugh. Sam Clemens. That's right. Mark Twain. Only now you know the rest of the story.